from Baja, California. It's the Phil Hendry Show podcast for today, February 19th. It is a Monday. And yes, we are on the road here in the great state of Baja, California, in Mexico. General Galen Shaw has made the trip with me. Thank you, General.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And you did this hot on the heels of the...
The Saturday Cinema, which was... I do recommend people watch that because it's a real freak show.
Because of the Johnny Cash?
Yeah, because of the Johnny... Yeah, because of Johnny Cash. And although I can't be surprised at how rotten his acting is, you know.
You thought it was that bad?
Are you kidding me or something?
It was bad acting, but I thought he suited the role well.
So in other words, guys that are psycho killers are also bad actors? See, the point that I'm making...
No, I'm just saying he was very awkward and weird in the movie.
Yeah, he was weird, all right, so... But anyway, I recommend people not to get too far into a discussion of this because it's...
Not worth it?
No, it's not even close to worth it, but do go over to the Phil Hendry Show website and...
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking around to make sure that we're safe here. We are in Mexico after all, and... You never know if someone's going to pick your pocket.
Well, we're inside of a hotel room.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So...
You're kidding, right?
Yes, I'm kidding. So anyway, Johnny Cash sucks as an actor, and see the movie 5 Minutes to Live.
Right, our Saturday Cinema on our website. So General Shaw and I are here in Mexico. Now, you make the trip with me, General, because... I ask you to make the trip with me because you and I... travel well together, and we don't have...
You don't have all the other nuts, which I'm sure they're going to be... When they hear this, they'll be upset no end.
I don't mean to put down Margaret or Robert or Bud, but you here with me, it's just, you're more direct, and I can talk to you. There's not a lot of...
Emotional baggage that I carry, is that it?
Probably not. And it feels like we make a good team... one-on-one.
Yeah, okay, well, we can get cozy like this, or we can...
All right, forget I brought it up.
No, it's all right. I don't mind being cozy and real snug as a bug in a rug, but let's comment to the people on what we have seen and what we've done, the things we've seen and the people we've done, and the stuff what we've done, you know?
Yeah, since we've...
Since we've been here to Mexico. Now, we took off on Friday, and we drove here... And as soon as we hit the border, it was a backup of about, what do you figure, half an hour?
Well, we got to the border. Coming into Mexico, that's an interesting thing, man. Coming into Mexico, it used to be just sailing right through.
Yeah, well, they don't do it like that anymore. The Mexicans, one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, is the Mexicans are a lot more careful about who they let into their country now, especially from north of the border.
You think that's it?
I don't know, but it sounds good. And so, we were... Hung up there at the border for about a half hour, although we did stop and I forget what we got. We got a bag of peanuts or something.
Well, I was hungry.
Oh, yeah, beef jerky. And so we got the beef jerky, and that's it.
Yeah, we got beef jerky, and
then we just gnawed on that. No, then we got through the border, and off we went. Now, down to Rosarita Beach we go, and it is quite a lovely drive. Of 16 miles. You take the turnpike, right?
Well, there was the road we took was a brand new road. You used to take just the coast highway, and now you can take a toll road.
That's it, yeah.
And the toll road takes you directly into the coastal towns of, Rosarita Beach, et cetera, so on and so forth. And
then we got off at Rosarita Beach. Now, Phil wanted to take a drive through the town... You know, what do you call the business district?
Right.
So we drive through the business district, and that takes another, like, hour.
No, it didn't.
Well, you know, it seemed like it because what a...
you didn't like that because you thought the traffic was too crowded.
But what are you looking... You're looking at a bunch of stalls with a lot of guys selling, you know, whatever they're selling. I don't know what. Dried cat meat.
No. There's a lot of really great restaurants along that stretch of the highway there.
Well, that's the business district.
Yeah, a lot of great restaurants. You were wigged out. The general was getting wigged out on the driving of some people.
Well, yeah, they got stop signs, so you're supposed to stop.
Well, you know what? They were stopping, but They're just, because they're stop signs, they're not traffic lights, the traffic is probably not regulated as well as it should be. I think you're sort of sounding, you think I'm sounding like the ugly American. A little bit, yeah. Well, you know, I am American, and some people have called me ugly, so what do I care? Look, it's Mexico, and that means it is a, it's a real easy trip. It's not some exotic, far-flung, you know, vacation. It's just, you know, and then Phil is meeting Maria down here.
Right.
And so she's at the hotel, and I walk in, and everyone screams.
No, so we get to the hotel, Maria's there, and then we all had dinner together.
Yes, we had dinner together. But here's the thing. Rosarita Beach is a turista in much the same manner as many of these towns that you visit in Mexico that are in close proximity to the American border. But it's built up. In other words, this is not the Rosarita that I knew 20 years ago.
Well, it was a lot smaller then.
It was a lot smaller. It didn't have as many, as big a residential area, and so on and so forth. Now, you know, the famous places in Baja California, where they're Tijuana.
There's Tijuana, there's Ensenada, there's Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, Cabo San Lucas and Cabo Wabo, not Cabo Wabo, but what's the place, the Wabo?
You talking about Cabo Wabo, the tequila?
Cabo Wabo, the tequila?
Yeah, it's Cabo Wabo.
Well, who's Cabo Wabo?
The tequila.
No, is there a town?
No, there's no town called Cabo Wabo. There's the...
Oh, yeah, Cabo San Jose.
That's it, yeah.
All right, that's the other Cabo. And then there's probably Cabo, I don't know. There's Cabo I could give a sweet JC and...
And so on and so forth.
Right, yeah. Now, what were you saying?
I was just saying that they have these... the tourist towns they have in Baja have all gotten bigger. And all of what the general was saying was to lead up to what?
Well, to lead up to this, that they now have in Baja, California, they have a winery.
Well, I'm sure they've got more than one.
Oh, are you sure they've got more? Look at Henry. See,
well, I don't know.
No, there you go. You don't know. But they have a winery. They got at least one winery, and it's Guadalupe something, isn't it?
It's up the Tecate Highway. We're up the Ensenada Highway toward Tecate. And this winery, they're plugging big time, man, because they... I shouldn't say plugging big time. There's a newspaper down here called the Baja Times.
Now, hold on. Let me say this. This Baja Times is published by guess who? An American. Now, what do Americans want to do? They want to pack the business in. They want to get everybody traveling down here. They want to... You know, they want the roads to be jammed. They want everybody to be breathing down each other's necks. And so this American that publishes this Baja Times, and...
What's his name?
Bob Weeblin.
So in other words, you're making it up.
Yes, of course I am. Excuse me.
So it's not Bob Weeblin, folks. It's someone.
Yeah, it's just that... But this guy had the article, and I read it with great interest, about how this place is a wide spot in the road. You can spit from one city limit to the next. You see the winery there. They've got a guy that's asleep behind a counter that pours you some wine. In other words, it is a rare... What do they call these places that nobody visits and there's just flies buzzing around some guy that's asleep?
What do they call what?
What do they call these joints that no one goes to?
Well, it's like a rare treasure.
Yeah, sure, there you go. It's a rare treasure. But this is a winery.
Yeah, it is a winery, and apparently they're making great wine... In Mexico now, they're making the reds. They're making the they're mixing grapes like Petit Syrah with something.
Well, don't get too heavy because people aren't going to know what you're talking about. A lot of people out there wouldn't know wine from grape juice, or they wouldn't know wine from Kool-Aid, or what Phil's drinking right now, which is a Fresca and tequila.
Jesus, hey, I was told it's a Paloma.
Well, you know,
Paloma is a drink down here. It's like a margarita except it's. It is grapefruit juice, grapefruit soda, and tequila.
Yeah, okay, what's that got to do with Fresca?
Well, that's the closest thing I could find.
Is Fresca even grapefruit? I bet you it isn't.
I don't know, General, but you know what? Yes, it is. There it is.
Well, what's that?
That looks like a grapefruit slice.
Well, wait a second. That could be an orange.
Pink? A pink orange.
A pink orange?
Right there. Oh,
yeah. Well, anyway... So this winery that's run by Ed Keeblin or what, you know, a guy,
Right now is kind of sleepy time, but they're trying to get the business packed in, right?
Well, yeah, what they're trying to do is obviously expose the existence of this winery to more and more people. And it's, like we say, it's one of those rare finds, one of those rare gems. The place has not got a lot of people. It's in a very out-of-the-way locale. They make tremendous bottles, create tremendous, but how do you say
they make? Yeah, go to the wine place where they make the wine.
Well, what do you call it?
Well, they vintner it. Ain't that it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I don't know.
So they make wine, and they make a very good wine there, and they make reds as well as whites. And I forget the name of that. I suppose we could holler into Maria.
Yeah, ask her. Hey, Maria?
Yes.
Honey, what's the name of that town?
El Valle de Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. Guadalupe, is that the one where the Virgin Mary showed herself to the kid?
No, that's
not it. Is that it? That's not it?
No,
I don't think it is. Here's the wine here. It's called La Seto, a Cabernet Sauvignon. Is that a Cabernet Sauvignon grape that they grew in Guadalupe?
Well, I would imagine it is. What do you think, they bring it in from France?
Let me put my glasses on. Valle de Guadalupe, Vino Tinto. And this place is out of the way. We got a bottle of La Seto 2015. But I imagine that these Cabernet grapes are grown there.
All right, so they're not from California, and they're not from France.
No, but the seed, or whatever you call it, the vine is from France originally, wouldn't it be? And then they transplanted it to California. Yeah, and then they brought it down.
Because you can't call something Cabernet Sauvignon, or whatever the hell it is, unless it's really...
No, you can't. You're absolutely right. So,
we're talking wine here, folks. If you want to tune out any time, you just go right ahead.
Well, look... This is an on-the-road podcast, and because we're on the road, we don't have all of the accoutrements and the amenities. We don't have the technical joie de vivre, right?
The what?
You know, we just don't have the all of the technical bells and whistles, but we do have ourselves, and we do have where we are, and we do have you out there listening to us. So, yeah, it's the Guadalupe, whatever the hell we said.
Yeah, it's Guadalupe. But it's not where the Virgin Mary showed herself to the three kids who went running off and telling a bunch of horse dung.
Now, wait. Don't mess with people's religion.
I'm not. I'm having fun. But wasn't that the Guadalupe?
The what?
Where did the Virgin...
Yes, it was Guadalupe somewhere. I don't even know if it was in... It was in Spain, right?
Who are you talking to?
The what?
Guadalupe.
Where was it, Spain?
Mexico.
Well, what's Fatima?
That was in Spain.
Well, why do I care?
I don't know. So anyway, folks, this is our podcast here for money. So that's a little bit of...
So we just gave you a little bit of inside scoop. Now, how many people out there are bright enough to take advantage of that information? I have no idea. Of course, you have to be a wine drinker, which, if you're not, probably makes you superior to both Phil and myself. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Nice one. Other places and other sites. And first of all, the sunsets have been beautiful. And if you looked on Twitter, I posted a picture of one of the sunsets, also a nice view of the beach from where we are.
Yeah, which was to give everybody, you know, to, hey, look at the room that we've got.
No, it wasn't. We had a good view.
Yeah, sure. So that was beautiful, though.
It was a gorgeous sunset. And you know, this is February, man, so it's not the high season here is summertime.
Baja California is a desert, so it's very similar to California, only it's Baja California. Whereas California
is California.
Well, no, it isn't. It's Alto.
That's right, Alto California.
No, I'm just kidding. It's California. So, all right. So, what's the point? I'm scrolling around. So, but the desert terrain and the dry Mediterranean heat and the whole dried out, puckered up.
Yeah, it's Mediterranean. So here in Baja, it's as cold as it is right now in California. I say cold. It's California 60, maybe 65 degrees right now, and Baja's the same.
Yeah, so I wouldn't call it sunbathing weather, would you?
No. At no time did I ever feel like going and swimming. At no time did I feel like even using the unheated pool, but... I was able to walk around in shirt sleeve, and we did.
Now, you guys went into town a couple of times, and this morning there was a brunch, and I went down to the brunch, and it was fantastic here in the hotel.
Now, what did you have?
I had chili killy, I had chimichanga, I had chorizo, I had everything that starts with a CH.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, of course I'm kidding. No, what I had was I had the Mexican combination, which was I had a enchilada, I had chili relleno, and I had a taco, and, you know, the usual, and then I had some albondiga soup. I had a little bit of menudo. I had...
I thought you didn't like that cow intestine stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Is that what that was?
That's what menudo is, man.
Oh, man.
So you ate something you hate.
Yeah, and the problem is it was delicious. I hate it. And yet I went ahead and ate it, not knowing what it was, and it was absolutely delicious. God damn, man.
All right, you'll survive, General. Yeah. So...
I'm just telling you, you know, it was fantastic. Now, you guys humped it into the town.
Right. What we did is we took off...
Now, get a load of this. Because Henry's an American, and he's just all so impatient. You don't have to make me sound like I'm a complete ass. I mean, I waited.
Yeah, he waited. He waited 5 minutes.
We got in a conversation, a very nice couple from here in Mexico, and we're talking with them, and they're recommending this and that. And Phil looks up and realizes it's taking more than 3 seconds to get his seat, so he goes, I can't stand it any longer. And he's loosening his collar as if he can't get enough air, and he just flees the interview.
I left the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah. He left the hotel. Then where'd you go?
Well, we walked down through the business section of Rosarita, and what we found was this place called, what was that, El Nino? It was a steakhouse. And it was a steakhouse that was constructed with the odds and ends of some ranch that one time existed there. So I can't describe it. I can't compare it to anything other than to say that lots of wagon wheels.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So a typical steakhouse.
No, not even close. They were serving breakfast. And one of the great things this time of year, and I say great, please understand, you know, I love my country and everything, but you don't see a lot of Americans.
You talked to that one guy.
Well, actually, we talked to a couple of Yanks, but I'll get to that in a minute. But in the restaurant, they were all Mexicans. And God damn, this place was fantastic, man. We had a great breakfast there. It was, in fact, a steakhouse. So they, you know, most of the time they're serving some variation on steak, ribeye, and everything else. But
now, didn't you see, like, venison and...
Yeah, venison and buffalo, which I can't eat that stuff. So as it turns out, fleeing, as you put it, fleeing the interview, fleeing the hotel, and heading up the street to this place, it's not Vince's. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, Vince's is a fish joint. Now here's, again, the ugly American in Phil rears its ugly head, because Phil and I, this afternoon, took a walk, and we thought we'd go down and get a drink down at this place, because Phil says, hey, there's a fish joint.
Now,
whoa, sunshine, I'm going to tell a story. All right, let's go down to the fish joint. We turn in. We're going to get a drink. Maybe we'll get some lunch. Henry sits down, and there's nobody in the place. He sits down, sniffs the air 3 times, and says, I got to get out of here. He's loosening the collar.
Yeah, that's it. And I fled.
And he flees, leaving me to sit there. I don't know. Maybe you had fleas, you know? So he leaves me sitting there.
Well, I didn't leave you sitting there because you got up and followed me out of there.
Well, what was the problem?
I happen to have a really,
a really good nose.
I do. I can smell stuff, man. And right now, things ain't smelling too good.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, seriously, I took a deep breath, and it was not the direction I wanted things to go in, so we split.
All right, so did I give the name of that place?
If you did, we're not giving it again.
All right, well, so then where did we go?
Then we went to, then we came back to the hotel.
Oh, we didn't go into that. No, you had breakfast there. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know what happened. We stopped off to get some coffee, and while we were drinking the coffee, there was an old-timer with 3 schnauzer dogs, and he's sitting down and taking a break. And I looked at him, and he smiled and laughed, and I laughed, and it turns out he was a Yank.
Yeah, now this guy was an American living in a gated community a la Bobby Dooley, just about 5 miles down the road. And this guy was a real piece of work. He's an old-timer. Originally from New Mexico, lived in San Francisco. I don't know, what did he say he did for a living?
I forget, to be honest with you.
But he was typical of a lot of expats. Very down on Trump and down on a lot of stuff. This and that and something else.
Now, a lot of the Americans are down here not because they don't love America. It's because,
it's inexpensive. You can live pretty good inexpensively.
And I asked him, I said, what do you like? I said, do you like living here or not? What, on balance, how would you say it is?
And he said he liked it. Most of what it was, he liked. Some he could do without, you know, but most he liked.
Right. But we got into a discussion with this guy about Trump, and then it got off into baseball. I think he played minor league baseball.
That's right, yeah. He played minor league baseball. His old man was a minor league baseball player, too.
His old man played minor league baseball.
Yeah, I guess the whole family. Maybe his mother did, too, for all I know. But, yeah, he was very opinionated. He had these dogs. And then the guy I talked to, I don't know if you saw me talking to that other guy, that Navy veteran.
I saw you talking to some younger guy.
Yeah, this guy was in his 40s. He's a U.S. Navy veteran suffering from PTSD, living on 100% disability in Mexico. And I got to be honest with you, and I'm going to say this, and, you know, I won't mention any names. I don't think this guy was too tightly wrapped. I think he still had problems.
Well, this chap, this guy was on 100% disability. He said, and he described some of the meds that he was taking, and he was planning on...
Yeah, that's right. He's going to walk the Pacific Trail.
Yeah, he was going to go hike the Pacific Trail in, I don't know when. Did he say when?
No, I got to be honest with you. I don't think that guy was going to hike the Pacific Trail any more than he was going to, you know, any more than he was going to recognize who he is tomorrow morning after the meds wear off. You know what I'm saying?
The guy wasn't that bad off.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Well, anyway, I was struck by this young man because I thought it was a crying shame. And he's living in Mexico.
Well, he's on 100% disability, but you said he was down there.
He said he was down there because, or down here, because he can't afford to live in the States. Now, that's just one guy. I'm not saying that's every veteran. But I felt for the young man, and he asked me for a dollar, and I said, forget it, and walked away.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. I'm just kidding.
By the way, you going to tell him about the thing?
What thing?
The Clamato juice?
Oh, Jesus.
Really hear about this, folks. All right, General, come on.
No.
I'll tell him.
No, I'll do it. So Henry says, hey, let's stop here. And there's a girl behind the counter with these big blue cups. Now, if you look at Phil's Twitter feed, you'll see a photograph that you bought that damn wrist thing.
Oh, yeah, it says F-U.
Yeah, F-U Trump. But on that picture, you'll also see a part of a blue cup. Now, we stopped off. Henry talked me into stopping off. Henry talked me, General Galen Shaw.
All right, General.
No, into stopping off and getting this drink, which is Clamato juice.
Clam juice.
Yeah, clam and tomato juice. They call it Clamato juice. And, you know, you got to draw the line at clam juice, let alone clam and tomato juice.
Well, clam and tomato juice, I would think, mitigates it.
Oh, is that what you would think? Thank you very much for that.
Well, what do you think?
I think it tastes... Let me tell you what I think. It had Clamato juice. It had clam and... No.
It had clam and tomato juice.
Clam and tomato juice. And then it had Clamato juice.
That's the same thing.
I'm sorry, yes. So it had Clamato juice. Then it had a beer. But that's not the end of it. Then it had a cucumber with hot red pepper on the end of the cucumber. Put that in there. Then she put in some kind of Mexican candy.
No kidding, folks. She poured in like a half a cup of candy. I mean, this was the drink.
This was the... Now, I didn't get this drink, neither did Henry. We said, no, we draw the line at candy. Just give us the Clamato juice. Give us everything except...
give us everything except the candy. And I have to say that it was...
I think it was a big bust. It was beer and Clamato. I don't get that.
See, here's the thing I was talking to the general about. When I was a kid, I remember this thing called Bullshot.
Well, Bullshot was a tomato-based drink, yes, that you sometimes mix with beer.
There you go, right there. So there was such a thing as mixing beer
with something else.
Well, yeah, there still is such a thing as mixing. Some people mix it with lime juice now.
Which tastes absolutely horrible.
Well, but yeah, they had bullshit. Well, this was Clamato juice at this bar. Do you think that place is famous?
What?
Where we got the Clamato juice.
Why?
Because of the cup. It's, you saw it everywhere.
Oh, I don't know, but it was pretty funky, man. I got to tell you. And I'll tell you what it could have used. It could have used a little more spice.
Yeah, it could have used some spicing up. No candy for what kind of brain deficiency do you have to have to wreck a drink by putting candy in it?
Well, whoever runs that place.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we drank these things like good soldiers because, after all, they cost us. How much did they cost?
I have no idea. Were they like $6?
You got to be kidding me.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
$6.
To be honest with you, I don't really know, General. I think it was up there, yeah.
Yeah, so there you have it. And all along the street in Rosarita Beach are these places. They've got vendors. They got guys selling everything from, you know, you can buy a pair of underwear. Phil got this F. Trump bracelet. There's a guy, you know, everything. Guys selling. What was that one guy say to you?
What guy?
The guy that said, Senor.
Oh, for $10 a day, you can own beachfront property.
Get a load of that. For $10 a day, own beachfront property. And Henry doesn't even blink, just keeps blowing right by this guy without even acknowledging the guy, without even saying, like, really? You know?
Oh, come on, man. Are you telling me I should have?
Well, you should have stopped and heard the story.
No way. No way.
Why not?
I'll tell you why. The hard sell down here is enough, okay? I don't need to. The guy's going to sell me. I don't need to stop and ask him, hey, would you please hard sell me some more about oceanfront property for $10?
Just because you had a bad experience in Cancun, was that it?
No, it wasn't. It's not a bad experience. It's not a bad experience at all. It's just these cats are they're always selling. They're always pitching. And if you stop and you talk to them, you will never, you know, get away. So I just kept right on walking.
Well, I would have loved to have heard the guy's story.
Oh, really? Well, you can go back tomorrow.
Oh, you think I'm some kind of a chump, huh?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You think you're going to get beachfront property for $10 a day?
Well, the guy's... Why would he say that?
Because I'm sure there's a whole lot of else that you're going to have to pay for, or the land itself sucks or something. I don't know. It's probably a timeshare or something.
A timeshare? It's $10 a day... Times 365, so what? That's $3,000 a year. Is that probably what he's talking about?
Yeah, probably. So, like, say $3,000 a year, you get what? 1 week's worth of...
what does he say? $10 a day?
Because that's kind of what it would cost you if you had the property for a day, you know, for every day of the year. But fact is, they're probably going to give you 1 or 2 weeks of a timeshare, and that sounds really cheap. So I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this much, folks. There's all kinds of... opportunity down here. And let me tell you what, the hotel suite that Henry's in, talk about cheap.
All right, well, let's not start quoting prices.
But I'm just telling you, no, but this is off season, so who knows?
Exactly. So there was that, and then off we went.
Now, you blow off that massage.
Yeah, I didn't want to get a massage or anything, man. I just went back to the room and fell out. And then started making preparations for...
committing suicide.
No, I started making preparations for doing the podcast. Also, we checked out some of the Olympics on TV. So, yeah, every day that we've been here, and it's just like a brief... It's a mini vacation away from California down into to Mexico.
Now, tell everybody, it only took us about what?
From L.A.?
No, just from San Diego, from crossing the border to getting to the hotel, it was 16 miles.
It was very, very quick, yeah. And driving from the El Pacifico to San Diego is about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours. And then, you know, so it's all told with waiting at the border and everything else, about a four-hour trip from there to Mexico.
And then you're getting into your car and leaving instead of flying out.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not such a bad thing. And we're going to be here through tomorrow. We'll be back... we'll be back on Tuesday, so our show will be from the El Pacifico on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and off we go. And I got to thank you for jumping in there, General, and getting us at least our Saturday cinema
Oh, yeah, we got the Saturday cinema for this past weekend.
Yeah, because I know you had to sort of jam to get that stuff figured out.
Now, what other news do you have so we can sort of wrap this up in a tidy way instead of just kind of belching and turning the machine off?
What other news?
Yeah, well, like subscriptions for the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you want to subscribe to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website because you got a hell of a lot more than just, you know, our little 30, 35-minute podcast here today from Mexico. You do get 30,000-plus hours of our archived material. We have the Jesse Stevenson Stony Stitt archives now that are being loaded in. These are hours from 1996 through 1999. We got Matt Blake's hours from Miami. So those are two archives that are relatively new. And everything else is from, well, we've got shows that go all the way back to Minnesota days, 1994. We've got, as I mentioned, our Miami tapes. And, of course, all of our syndicated shows right there on our website at philhendryshow.com. So for the price of a one-month or one-year subscription,
you can't beat it.
You can't beat it, exactly. So that's it for today's little blast from Mexico. We're thankful that you guys have joined us here. We'll be back with another from beautiful Baja California tomorrow. And until that happens... We bid you all a very, very fond afternoon, and remember this little podcast and the Phil Hendry Show.
You appointed me. Oh, is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Don't get the Clamato juice.